Officials from the National Elections Commission say that after the last day of the voter registration period, more than 1 million Liberians will now be able to vote in presidential and parliamentary elections scheduled for October 11th. The process began April 25th. More than 1,000 voter registration offices were set up across the country. Before registration began, officials estimated the total number of Liberians eligible to vote at around 1.5 million. The closing figure on Saturday means that nearly one-third of those have not come forward. Liberian journalist Samuel Pergo visited registration centers in the capital, Monrovia, where some people waited in long lines to add their names to voter lists. He says some people found it difficult to register before the deadline.
A lot of people are going to the places and to put their name down because today is the last day. And they have a problem even to reach some centers. Okay, for instance, there's more than a lot of people when to one of the centers they wanted to put their name down, but it couldn't find anybody over there.
One man at a registration center in Monrovia says he believes, though things may have gone smoothly in the capital, Liberia's battered infrastructure means the process in remote parts of the country is much more challenging.
The electoral process for this country is fine. The Liberians should be given the right to choose who they like. But most of the Liberians are now being opportunity to register. Monrovia is not Liberia.
In an effort to include more people in the election process later this year, some lawmakers in Liberia's transitional government had pushed for an extension to the deadline. But the head of the National Elections Commission, Francis Johnson Morris, says registration has already been successful compared with previous years. And she says an extension of the deadline is not something that is permitted by the nation's constitution and peace agreement.
I think the process went very well. We are impressed by the leaders. We have a process that is governed by several regimes. We have legal constraints as well as material constraints.
The October elections will choose a new president to replace current interim head Judy Bryant and a new legislative body to take the place of the caretaker government that was set up under the peace agreement that ended fighting 2 years ago. Refugees returning home from abroad have been granted an additional 2 weeks to register to vote in the polls. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Abidjan.